Negative thoughts create a black hole that annihilates my future in a unique way. Every time I say no to life, I shut the door to opportunity. Unfortunately, it's impossible to shut only one door. When I say no, I shut and lock hundreds of other doors that lie behind the door not opened. Negation and limitations expand at an exponential rate. Life is too short and opportunities too few to shut any door to the future. Being negative is simple. I just say no, and that's the end of it. It doesn't require any thought or hard work. Negation is a powerful tool for destroying opportunity. It's a period in the sentence of life. Nothing happens after negation. Discussion is over. Thinking is over. Affirmative action is over. Nothing else can be said or done. Negative thinking is incredibly powerful. The only safe way to deal with it is to monitor my thoughts and extinguish the fire of negativity as soon as it appears. I sniff it out when it's small and snuff it out while it's weak. If I let it get out of control, it will consume my dreams. After driving thousands of miles in the empty quarter of Saudi Arabia, I am totally hooked on driving in sand. If you asked me whether I'd rather sail the seven seas on my catamaran or land cruise in the empty quarter in my Defender Land Rover, it would be a toss-up as to which I would enjoy the most. I like both of them equally well. They're actually the same thing. They're all about living my dreams. Our Arabian sandbox had nearly 1 million square kilometers of sand, plenty of room for sand dreams. And when you're out there driving over the rolling dunes, you almost feel like you're skimming across the giant swells of the Pacific Ocean. The difference is that in the sea of sand, the waves aren't moving. Sand dreams and sailing dreams have one other thing in common. The only way you can make them come true is to say yes to life. It's all too easy to say no to life, because when you say no, you don't need to do anything. You can sit in your easy chair and make bun prints in the sands of time. The word no is a destroyer of dreams. The word yes makes dreams happen, but it's not enough to say yes only one time. You must say it again and again. You must keep saying it until your sand dreams come true. When you say yes to life, the work has just begun. You have to save up your money to buy your Defender Land Rover. Next, you put on a full-length Brown Church roof rack on top of your truck. Then you add some long-range fuel tanks and put airbags inside the rear springs to upgrade the suspension. You load 13 jerry cans into and on top of the vehicle. Next, you add 200 liters of water, food, camping gear, firewood, and sand ladders. Then you load 4 people into the truck. You drive 500 kilometers into the empty quarter, and finally, your sand dreams come true. Only those people who say yes to life can expect their dreams to come true. How do you say yes to God's dream for your life? You simply get in agreement with God. I'm not talking about nodding your head up and down and telling God that He has a good master plan. I'm talking about changing the way you think, feel, and act. The power of God's love rolls through your mind, and you think about your life in a new way. You're now a child of God. You are made in His image, and you bear His likeness. You now have eyes of faith, and you see possibilities where previously you only saw problems. The power of God's love rolls through your heart and changes the way you feel. Your self-esteem soars on the updrafts of God's love, and damaged emotions are washed away in God's ocean of love. Finally, you get in agreement with God's dream for your life, and you change the way you act. You live as if your dreams are possible and act as if you cannot fail.